The government is struggling to exert control over significant portions of Afghanistan territory. Recent events in Pakistan have further complicated efforts and are certainly another critical aspect of our strategy to deal with safe havens for insurgents located along the Afghan-Pakistan border. The bottom line is that we have challenges. What these reports offer are a few things. First and foremost, to launch a much-needed discussion about the importance of having a long-term, clear strategic vision for what we have to do in Pakistan. And then we have to make the commitment to that vision. It has to be done. We can't afford to fail. The reports talk about the military piece, but I mean, maybe go back to the ex-mayor in May, the reconstruction piece. You can't just achieve success by military success and that whole other piece of it. When I was just in Baghdad 3 weeks ago and walking the streets of a town called Ghazali, I talked to the shopkeepers. I walked there as I couldn't walk before, but my eyes saw, you know, the challenges of sewage and water. And economic development and kids on the street and employment, and those that takes a long time. And what these reports have done, what these wise men and women have done, is to pull together, I think, a very clear vision of what we must do. First and foremost, elevate the discussion about Afghanistan as a must-do. We must make the commitment, put the time and energy and the focus on it. We must deal, obviously, with some of the military aspects, but also deal with reconciliation, national reconciliation, deal with redevelopment, and approach this in a very holistic manner. So I appreciate the efforts. I appreciate the Senator Kerry and your efforts to kind of raise the level of the folks here. I join that in a bipartisan. This is not a partisan effort. We have to do Afghanistan right. We have to do it right. We have to then listen. And after listening, we have to act, and that's important. So I hope this is the beginning of more than just a conversation, but the beginning then of a clear call for action that is then enacted. With that, it's a great pleasure to turn the podium over to the President and CEO of the Center for the Study of the Presidency, the Honorable Ambassador David Abshire.